Paul Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on, Roland.
Carl, I think we all understand, with the possible exception of an earmarking Congress, that budgets are necessary, cuts are necessary, and we must live within our means. Is that fair?
I don't think you'd find an American who understands that any better than you just put it.
Okay. Now, too often, however, I think that the education budgets and teachers' salaries receive a disproportionate amount of trimming, and I suspect that that thinking in America today still persists.
I would agree.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
If we spent on education subsidies the equivalent billions that we spend in fighting wars in just 1 month's time, the American educational system would be the envy of the world. Now, since that is not going to happen, there is something that each of us can do to show our appreciation to teachers.
I stand second to none.
I mean, I came from a education family. My grandmother was a teacher. My mother was a teacher.
Yes.
And so I understand some of the difficulties as well as the joys that that profession gives to those who choose it.
But it is in many ways, it's a chosen profession, but a profession that is unheralded.
Well, see, I think that every parent should go to the nearest teacher and say thank you.
Oh, I could not agree with you more.
Now, thank you for your dedication, for choosing a profession where there's long hours, low pay, where the influence, however, is vast, but the gratitude is minimal. You know, thank you for enduring the frustrations of the bureaucracy and dispassionate parents, the daydreamers, the slackers, the frightened, who forget that they need an education just to get by.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for the enrichment of the geniuses who may grace all of our futures.
I remember a dear man by the name of Dr. Robert Schoff, who was my professor, and I was a struggling older student after Vietnam. And I asked him, he asked me out for drinks. Because we have to remember, I was an older student. I was a 22-year-old freshman. When most young men and women are getting out of school, I'm going in.
Right.
I must have been 24 at the time. And he said to me, you know, after a conversation, we were having a drink. And he said, I do this because of your face. Hmm. I do this because I saw the other day you got it. And I did. And he's a tough marketing research class. Boy, was he tough. And he said, I saw your face and you got it. And I said, I did. He said, that's why I do this. And that's why I've been doing it for the last 35 years. Not for the accolades, because I really believe that I do something and I commit and I'm involved in your life. And he was.
But don't you think an accolade is important?
I agree.
A thank you is as important as a monetary compensation?
I do it as often as I can with my little one. And she's in the third grade, and she was in the first grade and the second grade, and those teachers are just so wonderful. My wife and I can't do enough for them, whatever we can do, because it's remarkable. When you have, I have enough trouble with one, and they've got 24 to 30. I don't know how they do it. And they manage to get by, and they listen to them, and they learn. And they have a hunger now. My little one has a hunger for education, and I could not thank them enough for that. Just because she's interested in learning.
Anybody in your family ever a teacher?
Yes, yes. An uncle and a second cousin. They're all nurses who taught as nurses in the nursing profession. But my uncle, Uncle Frangun, was a teacher of music. He was a violinist, second violinist for the Brooklyn Philharmonic, when there was a Brooklyn Philharmonic. I'm not sure there is to this day. But he used to play for the Brooklyn Philharmonic.
Well, that's certainly another issue that I believe very strongly in, and that is the fact that every city, every community, every village needs music.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, in any capacity that you can get it.
Music is like laughter. Yeah. We've had a conversation in this program before about laughter. Laughter is the ingredient of life. It is the joy of life. And music lifts one.
Oh, it does. It takes your laughter to the divine.
Yes, it does.
Although we've had our experiences with laughter on this program.
I lost it a couple of weeks ago.
No, you didn't lose it. You just had a good time.
I'll bring up the mammoth story once again one of these days.
I know. Well, you know, hopefully we have enough people that choose to listen to us on a regular basis so they can remember the fun that we had 2 or 3 weeks ago.
But to your point, though, support your teacher. Support your any teacher. Find one. If you don't have one, go find a school. Support the school. Support the teachers.
I would be the along with you supporting that on a constant and consistent basis on this program.
Could not agree with you more. Wonderful story. And let us continue to do that, because I'd go back to school in a heartbeat. You know,
you would.
I would. I really would. There's so much I want to learn.
The Dick and Jane series, I would suggest you start with. If you want.
Starting with Dick and Jane, call 1700.
Okay.
With Roland Smith, we continue on.
Rockstar secrets to a better life, career, and business. Start You Up Radio with Steve Jones.
If you believe in something, you don't compromise. Led Zeppelin believed that they were a band, not four individuals. So when drummer John Bonham died in 1980, it didn't take long for Led Zeppelin to announce they were no longer a band. Without their dear friend, they said they could not possibly continue. Despite the immense pressure to keep going and the temptation to make millions of dollars, Led Zeppelin refused to compromise because being a four-person band was a core value to them. Do you have core values for you and your business? Great brands are led by deeply held beliefs, and they'll simply not compromise on them. If you don't have core values, what guides your decision-making process?
For more, visit startyouupradio.com.
Get the IRS off your back with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. That's the wall difference. It's easy.
Call 1-800-719-5564.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Learning Channel is suggesting new uses for baby powder that have nothing to do with babies. Among the uses is spackling oneself with baby powder when there's no time for a shower. Like George Washington, powdering your hair will absorb the grease and make it look better again. Baby powder also works as an ant repellent in the kitchen by screwing with their sense of smell. But don't use talcum powder or any powder with dangerous talc in it. Use only 100% pure cornstarch. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.